When Haman threatened to murder the Israelites, Queen Esther made an appeal to Persia's king Ahasuerus to show mercy and bring justice. Esther chapter 8. When the Jews falsely accused the Apostle Paul with charges they could not prove, he appealed to Caesar, the Roman leader, for justice. Acts chapter 25, verse 11. Throughout the Psalms, David appealed to the King of the universe for mercy and justice. Across Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jews and Gentiles alike appealed to King Jesus for healing and deliverance and miracles. Making an appeal to the king is a principle that plays out repeatedly in Scripture from both a natural and spiritual perspective. One Shunammite woman picked up on this principle by listening to a prophet pray. Here's the backstory. This Shunammite's husband was old and they had no children. Elisha prophesied that this woman, the one who kept a warm bed and a hot plate waiting for him when he traveled through town, would have a baby boy to call her own the following year. His prophecy was spot on. A baby was born, but the enemy waited for a strategic moment to try to kill the promise of God. The boy hit his head and died. When Elisha heard about it, he returned to Shunem to make an appeal to the king. When Elisha came into the house, he saw that the boy was dead, lying on his bed. So he went in and shut the door on the two of them and prayed to the Lord. He went up and lay on the child, put his face on his face, his eyes on his eyes, and his hands on his hands. Then he bent over the child, and the child's flesh warmed. Then he got down, walked once back and forth in the house, and went up and bent over him. The boy sneezed 7 times, and the boy opened his eyes. 2 Kings chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. In prophesying the birth of her child and then raising him from the dead by the power of God, Elisha more than won the confidence of the Shunammite woman. So when he came to her with a warning about a devastating famine that was about to hit the land of Israel, her ears perked up. Of course, true prophets do more than prophesy the warning. They also prophesy the way of escape when there is one. That's just what Elisha did. Elisha warned the Shunammite woman, but he also gave her prophetic instruction that saved her and her entire household. Get up and go, you and your household, and sojourn wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will come on the land for 7 years. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1. Elisha essentially told the Shunammite woman to leave Israel to escape the coming famine. She understood all too well the truth we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, "Believe his prophets and you shall prosper." The Shunammite woman did not hesitate to believe and act on the words of the prophet. She took her family to the land of the Philistines for the duration of the famine, and they lived. During those years, the Shunammite woman never forgot that Elisha declared she would have a son and that the Lord brought the prophet's word to pass. She never forgot when the prophet raised her son from the dead with an appeal to heaven. So when the famine was over, she came back to Israel to make an appeal of her own to the ruling king. At the end of 7 years, the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to appeal to the king for her house and her field. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, "Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done."